Hello, members. Thank you for tuning in to this webinar discussing the Pennsylvania Treasury. I'm going to give a brief overview of the office, its mission, its budget, programs the Treasury operates, and some recent legislative changes. The Treasury Department, an elected row office, is headed by the Treasurer. Currently, the Treasurer is Stacey Garrity, who just won her second election on November 5th, 2024. Treasurer Garrity attended Bloomsburg University, where she received a degree in finance and economics. She also attained a certificate from the Cornell University Business Management Institute. Treasurer Garrity served in the United States Army Reserves, serving three tours in Iraq, and was the first female vice president of Global Tungsten and Powders Corporation. The Pennsylvania Treasury was officially created in the 1776 Pennsylvania Constitution, and the treasurer was then a position appointed by the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. Though becoming official in 1776, the first treasurer of Pennsylvania is thought to be Samuel Carpenter, a friend and partner of William Penn, who acted as a treasurer from 1704 to 1710, and then again from 1711 to 1713. Constitutional updates in 1790 put the responsibility on both the House and the Senate to appoint a treasurer. This continued until 1872, at which point a constitutional amendment was passed that gave voters the power to elect a treasurer. Originally, the treasurer's term was set at 2 years, and treasurers were prohibited from serving consecutive terms. This was changed in 1968, which set the guidelines for the treasury that we have today. The Pennsylvania Treasury Department serves as the custodian of more than $160 billion in Commonwealth funds and is responsible for the receipt and deposit of state monies, investment management, and oversight of all withdrawals and deposits from state agencies. Its mission is to provide safe, efficient, and effective stewardship of the financial assets entrusted to the department on behalf of the Commonwealth. The department strives to be the leader in financial reporting, transparency, and integrity. Within the Treasury, there is a board known as the Board of Finance and Review. This board is an independent administrative tax tribunal responsible for the second and final level of administrative appeals. The board consists of three members. Two members are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the state senate, and the third member is the treasurer or their designee. Board members must be United States citizens and live in Pennsylvania, be an attorney licensed in Pennsylvania or a certified public accountant, and possess at least 10 years of experience in a position requiring substantial knowledge of Pennsylvania tax law. Treasury's total budget for fiscal year 2024-25 was approved at a total of $1,195,194,000. Over the last 5 years, Treasury's budget has remained relatively stable with an appropriation fluctuating around $1.2 billion in general fund money. The largest line item in the budget is debt service, with over $1 billion annually going toward meeting principal and interest requirements and other expenses related to debt service. Treasury's general government operations line has risen over the last 5 years, increasing from $35,715,000 in fiscal year 2020-21 to $45,365,000 in the current fiscal year. Next, we'll discuss some of the major programs that the Treasury operates. First is one we've all heard of, unclaimed property. The Treasury Department receives hundreds of millions of dollars in unclaimed property annually each year. This comes from old bank accounts, uncashed checks, old insurance policies, and safe deposit boxes. The Treasury also holds property and military decorations. This property is all held by the state in perpetuity until it's claimed by a rightful owner or heir. There is no time limit as to when the property can be claimed. The Treasury also offers a college education savings plan known as PA 529. This allows parents, relatives, or friends to contribute to a savings plan that can be used later in life to go towards educational expenses at most colleges and universities, as well as career, vocational, and technical schools and certain apprenticeship programs. PA 529 plan offers better chances of growth than traditional savings plans and comes with special tax benefits and exemption from Pennsylvania's inheritance tax. Another savings plan offered by the Treasury is the PA ABLE program. The ABLE program provides Pennsylvanians with disabilities more control of their finances without putting any health or disability-related benefits at risk. Participants in this program can use their savings toward a multitude of disability-related expenses. These expenses do not need to be deemed medically necessary and include things like educational expenses, housing expenses, transportation expenses, assistive technology expenses, prevention and wellness expenses, and employment training and support expenses, among other things. Finally, I want to touch on two legislative changes to the Treasury that happened during the last session. First, Act 81 of 2024 created the PA Money Match Program. This allows the Treasury to proactively return single-owner unclaimed property if the value of the property is less than $500. Numerous other states have made similar changes to return unclaimed property without the need for an individual to fill out forms or search the database to see if anything is in their name. The legislature also made several changes to the Board of Finance and Review. Act 123 of 2024 increased the time taxpayers have to file appeals from 60 days to 90 days. It also allows taxpayers to request a mediated settlement for appeals filed after January 27, 2025, and it created a more user-friendly appeal portal online. This concludes our examination of the Pennsylvania Treasury. Thank you for listening, and if you have further questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to the Appropriations Committee.